Good morning. My name is Darrell Gunter. I am your host for Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM, located on the campus of Seton Hall University in South Orange, New Jersey. For our holiday special, we have a special treat. We're going to interview two of our young leaders within the South Orange community. My daughter, Bailey Gunter, is going to interview her best friend, Mia Goldstein, who happens to be the seventh grade class president in the South Orange Middle School. Well, without further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Bailey and Mia. Bailey?
Hello, Mia.
Hello, Bailey.
What is your role as seventh grade president at South Orange Middle School?
My role is to make sure that the students get what they want. That means that I listen to them, I tell the administration what's best for our grade, and I have to represent them at student council.
What was your platform to run for president?
Well, in sixth grade, my platform was bathroom improvements. The bathrooms were terrible. We didn't have toilet seats. We didn't have mirrors or anything. And I also wanted to get this year my platform was to get the courtyard renovated because it's overgrown and totally out of whack.
Last year, how did you achieve your goal of having the bathrooms improved?
I talked to the administration. I talked to the principal, and I told him that it was absolutely terrible. And he told me that the mirrors were already coming because the seventh and eighth graders got them to go last year. So, and I just told him we needed toilet seats, and we got them this year. It took a long time.
This year, what do you hope to achieve as class president?
I want to achieve getting the courtyard renovated. I think that it could be a beautiful place and we could have lunch and go outside there during a free period.
I hope so. What do you like most about being class president? It seems really fun.
I like being able to have power, but not in the way of you do this, you do that, but by being able to make a difference and by being able to be a leader.
What made you want to run for class president again?
Well, the school needed to be changed. We needed to have more fun stuff. We needed to have better bathrooms and a better courtyard, and that's pretty much it.
What are your future aspirations?
Well, during Obama's campaign, I volunteered for Barack Obama, and I made phone calls, and we called Pennsylvania, and when I heard he won that state, I felt very proud of myself. And his campaign really inspired me, so I think I want to go into public service when I'm older.
What is your next goal?
My next goal is actually my bat mitzvah project at school. I want to have a program called Nothing But Nets, where we play basketball and raise money for malaria nets that prevent you malaria.
That's a really good idea.
Thank you. And I hope to score a few points myself.
What do you do to have fun during your free time?
Well, I play a lot of sports. I play basketball, soccer, softball, swimming. And I also love playing guitar. I've taken up an interest in painting, and I love being with friends.
What are your best sporting activities?
Well, like I said, basketball and softball and soccer. Swimming. Those are all really fun, and I enjoy playing them.
Do you like being a leader?
I like being a leader because I'm able to make a difference. I think that being a leader makes it so I can take a stand and change things for the better.
You know, I have a couple questions for Mia, if I may ask. Mia, what prompted you to get involved in community service? And when did you get involved in community service?
At the beginning of Barack Obama's campaign, I started campaigning for him, and he blew me away with all the stuff he said, each speech I watched, and he inspired me. So.
And tell us about your future aspirations in politics. I've heard around my household that you're going to be the next president from South Orange, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, that's true. you know, when I'm old enough.
I guess the age is 35, right?
You know, maybe they'll lower it.
And, you know, you show a lot of leadership throughout the community. I noticed that in every sporting event, you're always a very good sport, and you're a very good player as well. What do you attribute your sportsmanship to?
Definitely my parents, and I know that they would be proud of me each time I play, no matter what.
And why is being a good leader so important?
Being a good leader is important because if we didn't have a good leader, then things would be lost. Our community would be, bad because we need a leader to organize things. So. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You know, last night I did a recording of our program for mm-hmm. The gentleman who is the CEO of the American Red Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a lot in regards to they have 1,000 volunteers in northern New Jersey, people who get up in the middle of the night to go to a scene where there's been a fire or a disaster to help out. And without those leaders, I guess we wouldn't have anyone there to look out for us.
Right.
Now, in your opinion, what is one of the most important traits of a leader?
I think the most important trait of a leader is honesty. If we had a leader who lied, then we wouldn't know what's being done. And if a leader is honest, we know exactly what's happening.
And how would you rate the leadership in the South Orange Middle School? I don't want to put you on the spot. You don't have to name any teachers' names, but you think we have good leaders in the South Orange Middle School?
I think we do. The principals and the teachers are great, and they know what's going on, and they really help us.
And if you could wave your magic wand, mm-hmm. what was the one thing that you would want to improve in the school system right now?
Probably making it start later.
Start later.
Yeah.
that means that you stay later as well?
Yeah, you know, if we started at 9 and ended at 4, I could live with that.
That seems reasonable. Right now
yeah.
you get out at 2:45 or
2:45.
2:45. Okay. And that would be the first thing. And what would be the second thing? I know the courtyard is something.
Yeah, the courtyard's definitely a big one. The courtyard has so much potential. It's just overgrown, and a lot of students.
Is it used? Do people go out there when the weather's good?
I know some of the teachers have a club where they try to renovate it and plant flowers and mm-hmm. grass, but nothing's really truly getting done. So I want to raise a lot of money to go towards the courtyard.
Have you talked to the? I guess there's the parents have an organization called the HSA.
Yes.
Have you spoken to them yet?
Yeah, I've spoken to them. They want to help too, because mm-hmm. everyone in our school system pretty much has the same ideas.
Well, you can count on my support.
Thank you.
And when do you plan to get started on that project?
We've already started raising money. We've had fundraisers every Friday after school so far, and that money's going to try and go to the courtyard.
Now, let's switch to sports for a second, because mm-hmm. I've seen you in basketball, I've seen you in softball. What mm-hmm. other sports do you do?
I play soccer, and I also swim during the summer.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite event?
My favorite event is probably freestyle.
Freestyle, okay. And pretty fast.
Yeah.
And you do rowing, too, I think?
I kayak.
You kayak?
Yeah, sometimes at camp.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You have a turnover in the kayak?
Yeah.
I was watching the Olympics, the guys mm-hmm. in the kayaks in there, and
they're
rapids,
so fast.
And they're fast, and they're turning over, and they're up, and everything.
Oh, yeah, at camp when we were jumping across kayaks. Yeah, that's fun.
And what sport do you think you're going to do in high school?
Well, I'm going to try out for basketball and softball
mm-hmm.
and swimming. So.
How's the jump shot doing?
Good.
Good, good.
I hope to make a couple points this season.
That's right. Now, where are you going to play rec this season, or is there a team?
I'm on the school team.
You're on the school team. All right. Has it started already?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Our first game is coming up soon.
Excellent.
And let's talk about your bar mitzvah, the planning for that. What goes into the planning for the bar mitzvah? You know, it seems like, you know, you're very organized, and from what I understand about bar mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs, there's a lot of planning going on. There's a lot of preparation.
Mm-hmm.
Share with us your plans for your bar mitzvah.
There's a lot of components that go into it. You have to learn all the prayers for the Saturday morning service, which takes a long time and a lot of prep. And then, of course, you have to sit down with your parents and go through the list for the party. And then you have to focus on your mitzvah project. And my mitzvah project is going to malaria nets. So
yes.
I want the gym teachers at the school to help us organize a basketball tournament where it's cost money to play. And we can send those, the money we raise to Africa.
Right. And the nets are very important. What do the nets do? Because a lot of folks in the United States are not aware of this problem of malaria in the developing countries.
The nets prevent, it's a mosquito net, and it prevents, you put it over your bed and it prevents mosquitoes from biting you. And mosquitoes cause malaria, and malaria can kill you.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. Very nice. Very nice. So seventh grade, and what's on the horizon for eighth grade? Have you looked that far out yet in regards to, am I going to run for class president? Or,
you know, I hope to run as long as I know I can do a good job.
And how do you qualify yourself as doing a good job? What standard do you hold yourself to?
When the students are happy, I'm happy. So.
And how do you know if the students are happy? Do you have a little straw poll, or you just ask them, hey, how am I doing, like Mayor Koch used to say back when he was mayor in New York?
We have the suggestion box where people put in ideas and suggestions, and we look over them at the meetings.
Oh.
And it's really nice because we can get input from the students because they know what they want. And it's all pretty much the same thing, so we're all focused on
That's interesting. So you actually, how often do you have meetings?
Every week.
Every week? Wow. And is it Monday or Friday?
Wednesdays.
And who attends the meetings?
All the people involved in student government, the presidents, the secretaries, the vice presidents, the treasurers, and our guidance counselor.
Mm-hmm. And what's on who sets the agenda for the meeting?
Well, Ms. Bethia, the guidance counselor at South Orange, she has a list of things, and she goes over each one, and we're each assigned a job, like print out flyers, bring in materials, and so on.
So you learn a lot of good characteristics about what it takes to being a leader.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, being a leader is much more than telling folks what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's about serving. And it's about helping people and giving instruction and guidance and all of that. Which one do you think is your best trait?
I think my best trait is listening, because people tell me all the time what they want done, and I listen, and I tell the student council what they say. It's almost word for word.
Mm-hmm. And how many people in the student council?
We have a lot of people.
Wow.
Each grade has a certain number. Seventh grade has two, a president and a vice president.
Mm-hmm.
And eighth grade has four, and sixth grade has four, so 10.
Mia, don't you think it would be a good idea for the whole school to have, like,
an open meeting?
No. So you know how the actual government has different, like, officers? Don't you think it would be cool if we had, like, an EPA and, like, all the other stuff?
I think that would be really cool. That's a very good idea.
Yes, it is.
I'll bring that up at the next meeting.
Well, you know, it speaks to, I was talking to the CEO of the American Red Cross, and he was talking about how they have a whole program called Scrubby Bear. I haven't heard of Scrubby Bear. Scrubby Bear is their program where they teach folks about keeping their hands clean, because keeping the hands clean, I know, I laughed too when he said Scrubby Bear. It's okay. But it's a Scrubby. I said to him, I said, you know what? You need to have a mascot with the Scrubby Bear. And he says, that's a good idea. So, you know, because they don't have a character yet. It's just called Scrubby Bear. But it's a program where they go in and they tell folks the importance of washing your hands.
Oh, my God, a bear with a bar of soap.
Exactly. Scrubby Bear.
That's what I was thinking.
And who is your favorite leader in the South Orange Middle School?
My favorite leader is probably 8th grade president, Alex Welch. She's the president of the entire school, so to say.
Okay.
And she takes charge at the meetings. She gives suggestions and guides us since she's the oldest. And
excellent. Mm-hmm. So you learn a lot from Alex.
Yeah, Alex is great.
I have to get her on the program.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I guess there's, of course, the 6th, 7th, 8th grade president. Mm-hmm. But among the faculty in the school, who's your best leader?
The best leader is probably the principals and the administration.
Mm-hmm. But just pick one. Who you like? This person does a really good job. And then I'm going to ask you, why do they do a good job?
I think it's Mr. Jennings, the assistant principal. He's a great leader, and he's always there at our lunchtime, keeping us in line. And he's a really smart man, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Very nice, very nice. Now, sometimes we have folks who are in leadership positions, but sometimes they could do a better job. If there was someone, don't say their name, but if there's someone you felt that they could do something better, what would you say to them? I would like to see you do this particular thing better, and you would become a better leader. What would that be?
I think I would say listen to what the students have to say. We're the ones getting the education. We should have our input go to what they're deciding upon. Because I think it seems unfair how they can just change things and not let us know, and then the next day, they go on the announcements and say, oh, it's different.
Welcome. That happens to adults, too. Sometimes someone says, well, didn't you see the memo? Well, the email, I never got it. And unfortunately, but communication is very important. I was talking to Dr. Margaret Benefield. She was up on campus a month ago, and she used to teach divinity students at a particular Catholic university, and she decided that she wanted to work with executives in regards to their spirituality and business. But there was a word that she used during her lecture that really hit me, and I touched upon it when I interviewed her. And the word was discern and discernment. And to discern something is to really understand the meaning and intent that the individual is trying to convey. And that means that we have to really, really listen. And the one thing that you said today over and over, which is, I think, excellent for a seventh grader to realize that listening is so important. You know, so
listening's very important.
I want to make sure that you and my daughter don't lose that characteristic, that trait, because sometimes when we get older, we forget the lessons that we learn as a young person.
I agree,
especially when entering politics.
Well, politics is a tough business. And back to your bar mitzvah. So you're gonna have a nice party, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Who's gonna select the music?
I'm gonna pick the music.
You're gonna pick.
You know,
the
maybe
music.
Bailey can help too.
I've got a whole education into bar mitzvahs and bar mitzvahs this season. But it's really great to see the community come out and support their friends, and really, which is something that's a very, very important step in your life. And I just want to wish you all the best with your bar mitzvah.
Thank you.
And as we're looking to the upcoming basketball season, what position are you going to play?
I play a guard.
You play guard?
Yeah.
And as I can recall, you have a pretty good handle on the dribbling.
Yeah.
How is that coming along?
The dribbling's good.
And what do you hope to work on the basketball court to improve your game?
My layups. My layups could use some work.
And, you know, being a point guard, again, you're a leader on the court.
I'm a shooting guard.
You're a shooting guard. Still, you're still one of the leaders because when the point guard goes out for a break, and you do play point guards from time to time, right?
Yeah.
And what are the challenges you see playing the shooting guard when you don't have the ball, but you're the shooter, but you got to depend on someone else getting you the ball?
Well, we have a lot of different plays. We have so many plays. We have about 10 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to keep everything straight. When the point guard calls something, you're like, what do I do? What do I do? And you have to really keep your head in the game and think about what's going on.
So, you know, one of the things about leadership is that when you have the point guard who's leading the offense, it's important that everyone on the court is really paying attention to the point guard and following the instructions. But also, as one of the folks on the court, there's people who are sitting on the bench who are not starting.
Right.
And so it's important that everyone, no matter if you're on the bench, if you're on the court, that you're all communicating about what's going on on the basketball court environment. Because sometimes you can have a play that, for whatever reason, just isn't working.
Right.
And but the key thing is to let the coach know, say, coach, every time that we go to do this play, they're doing something to disrupt it. Maybe we need to try something different. And that means that leadership can also come from a supporting player, or leadership can come from someone sitting on the bench who's really has a bird's eye view of the game.
Exactly.
And do you watch a lot of basketball?
I watch a lot of basketball. I try to watch almost every Mavericks game.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, because your parents are from Dallas, correct?
Yeah.
That's right, that's right. And you ever watch Seton Hall University basketball?
Yeah, I do. And our school is taking a whole school-wide field trip to the Seton Hall basketball game on Monday.
Go Pirates.
Go Pirates.
That's right. And that's, I think that's on the 21st.
Yeah,
which is good. And is the entire school coming?
Everyone who has a permission slip.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's
yeah.
awesome. I'm going to try to be there. I have an interview to do, but I'm going to try to be there for that. And this is just a school activity. Now, who organized the school activity? Who recommended
it? I think all the
team leaders and the principals.
The administration.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seton Hall has a beautiful gym here in the Walsh.
Yeah, the Walsh is nice.
The Walsh is nice. I remember when I attended college here, that's where all the games were played. So every seat was a great seat.
Yeah.
You know, and I remember we had a, what we would do when we scored the first basket, not I, but some of my fellow students would throw the toilet paper onto the court. Yeah, toilet paper coming from everywhere, and they would have to stop the court, they would stop the game. And sometimes we would be on national TV and they see all this stuff coming. But it was a great time. It was a great time. And we have some really great basketball players here this year on our women's team. So we're very happy that you guys are going to come out to support that. So moving on, when you look at our community in South Orange, the village of South Orange, let's move away from the South Orange Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
If you had President Newman, our village president here, what is the one thing that you would want him to improve upon in South Orange?
I think that he should give some money to the school district. We could use it because the schools, they're nice, but we still have a lot of things that need improving.
Such as?
Well, like I said, the courtyard.
The courtyard.
Definitely.
Well, we did get new doors and windows this summer.
Yeah, that was great.
Uh-huh.
I think President Newman's doing a very good job in his position.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be on the program soon.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We want to talk to all leaders within South Orange. But what do you think about the new park development that they're doing over by the Baird Center? What they're doing is that they've, where the ravine that runs through,
the bridge.
They have created a bridge, walkway, and whatnot.
I think that's good because the students of South Orange can just go over there. Like, we had our field day last year over in that area by the Baird. So I think it's great how we're able to go and just play tennis or play basketball or racquetball or baseball.
You know, one thing that's near and dear to my heart is that I'm a Seton Hall alumni, and I reside in South Orange now because of my time that I attended Seton Hall way back when. And Seton Hall and South Orange have been working very hard to create an alliance together. And I think it's going okay, but it's going to need a lot of help. Any ideas for us as to how we can bring the two communities together to do things that are going to benefit us all?
I think the town committee should get in touch with the committee here at Seton Hall and plan things. Like, more parades maybe for special holidays.
We used to have a parade. We used to have a homecoming. That's when we had a football team back in the 70s. And we used to have a parade for the homecoming, and we would come up South Orange Avenue. Now, I know that I've seen a parade over the last couple of years, but I don't know if I've seen it since then. So, but that's something that we definitely should have. I know 2 weeks ago, one of my students, I teach here at Seton Hall mm-hmm. as well, he was in the play A Few Good Men. And I didn't see it advertised in the village of South Orange at all. And I said to the communications professor who's responsible for it, who's responsible for marketing? And they said, well, we put the banners up around school. I said, well, what about in town? I said, it's a great play. And the theater and around is a great venue. Mm-hmm. So have you been to any plays at Seton Hall?
No, not.
Yeah, see, we have an art gallery. We have a theater and around where we do several plays and a lot of events. So we need to do a better job. So I'm going to count on your leadership, Mia, mm-hmm. in the South Orange Middle School of working with Seton Hall. Can I count on that?
Definitely.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. We also last year had one of our science professors come visit Miss Abella's class last year.
That was good.
Was it good? Okay,
yeah.
Because I heard she was a little bit too technical for kids.
I think that a lot of the words she used was too complex yeah. for sixth graders.
Right, right, right.
And
she needed to break it down.
Yeah.
Right.
She didn't even let us breathe without having a problem.
But we need to do more of that because science is very cool. Mm-hmm. Science leads us to all of these great gadgets that you guys love to use, your cell phones and your iPods and everything. But what it takes folks to have a good understanding of math and science mm-hmm. and physics and biology in order to create these new ideas. And you guys are the future, so we're going to need to have you guys get really heavily involved in the sciences and politics and all these other things to make mm-hmm. sure that it happens.
I agree, and I think that we should get more guest speakers from the college into our school, because today we had a Holocaust survivor speak with us.
Yes.
And so
sad. Yeah, yeah. And it was a good experience, and it was a good way to spend class. Instead of just reading about it, it was a good way to hear it from an actual survivor. And I think that we can do that with math professors. We can bring them into math and just talk about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, you have my commitment. I'm going to continue to work with the Seton Hall community to make sure that we're bridging this gap, because Seton Hall is a really fine institution, mm-hmm. but we want to make sure that we're sharing all of our resources with South Orange. So I think I need to go see the principal, start to talk to him, mm-hmm. and also talk to the gentleman who is our superintendent of our school system mm-hmm. as well. So this has been a fun time for me. I've really enjoyed talking to you, Mia.
Thank you.
And
I've enjoyed it.
I'm really looking forward to hearing more about the project. What is the courtyard?
Mm-hmm.
The courtyard project. And you can come back and tell us about it.
Okay, sounds great.
All right. Bailey, any last words for your good friend, your best friend, Mia?
Nope. It was fun doing an interview with you, Mia.
It was fun doing an interview with you too, Bailey.
Well, there you have it, folks. This is Darrell Gunter, your host of Leadership on WSOU 89.5 FM and also streaming on the net at WSOU.net. Remember, leadership begins with you.